I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Just a quick note before we get started with today's episode. This podcast is supported by the amazing team at TRX. Their suspension trainers are designed for pros and built for everybody to use wherever you are. I see these in high-end gyms and the homes of trainers, coaches, and fitness enthusiasts like me all over the world.
The TRX app contains more than 1,000 videos to train you at your level and improve you every day.
TRX is the world's most versatile, affordable, and effective gym, and we're happy and proud that they're sponsoring the Quality of Life podcast. Hello and welcome to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harreg, the youngest Arab and the first Saudi woman to climb Everest and the Seven Summits. And today, we're meeting Yasmin. Yasmin Idris is the first Arab and Saudi woman to circle a 1,500-kilometer ring road that wraps around Iceland. She believes Saudi women encounter fewer obstacles today, excelling in diverse fields, and sees it as a prime moment for Arab women to showcase their talents. So I'm very curious to know, and I'm sure the listeners as well, what, if you can choose, what is the crowning jewel of your achievement? What do you think is something that you're proud of the most, if you can choose one thing?
Honestly, I would say it's my continuing protection of my dreams and my life mission, which is still revealing itself to me, but it's this part of me that continues to say no to opportunities that are like covered in gold and that look like the thing I'm meant to do, and in pursuit and in favor of the thing that I'm actually here for. Because not easy. It requires, you know, it's foregoing like material comforts. It's foregoing like it's being in these difficult conversations with family, which weighs on me. It's like fearlessly. Or not fearlessly, there is fear, but like courageously pursuing my path.
Absolutely. Your unwavering passion in pursuit of what you're meant to really be. I feel like that's what you're trying to say. You just have this unwavering belief in what you're meant to be. And most people don't realize how hard it is to try to stay genuine and true to who you are in this world we're in. Listeners, you don't know how difficult it is unless you are in pursuit of something that is typical and people see it as, you know, typical, like being a doctor or a lawyer, which is typical, which is great, they'll pat you on the back on it. Unless you're in pursuit of something that is outside the box, you will never understand what it means to go against the grain and to fight all of the naysayers and all the negative, you know, people, and still stay true and navigate the fakeness of this world we're in, navigate the fakeness and the glitz and glam and the window washing. It's so difficult. It's really, really difficult. And I salute anyone that survived this. I salute anyone that has reached to mid-age or the age of where you are meant to be on your two feet as an adult, and still have your childish curiosity and your sense of bewilderment, because it's so easy for the world to crush it and it's so difficult for you to hold on to it. So I completely know what you're trying to say. You said it so eloquently, and it's not easy. And speaking of not easy, there are so many challenges that we go through, and I'm sure you have I don't think we have time for the challenges that we go through as women in changing the narrative. But if you can choose, Yasmin, if you can choose, what do you think is the main challenge, the biggest challenge you've faced in your career?
I feel like I'm in it. I feel like I'm in the fight of my life at the moment, because I'm at such a critical point. I'm 30 years old, and this is a point where you're past your 20s, so you're past the grace period of go make the mistakes. You're supposed to have figured it out by this point, according to society.
Listeners can't see my face, but I'm giving this big auntie face at the moment.
And I don't have it figured out at 30. In fact, I feel like I made all the, I know what I don't want to do and what I don't want to be and what is not worth my time. That's what I figured out for myself in my 20s. But now I have this wide open page. And again, I keep saying these opportunities are coming. Alhamdulillah, I'm very grateful for them. But I'm saying no because they're not my thing. And so like maintaining my ground has been my biggest challenge. And, you know, I keep in the context of who you are and why this podcast exists, you know, we haven't talked about Iceland. We haven't talked about the countries I've been to and other challenges I've done because I'm realizing it's not about that. These are all asterisks in the story of like in the fight of my life that I'm currently in right now.
I always say that I might have gone on 18 expeditions and I don't know, 16, 17, I don't know how many mountains, but trust me, there are way more mountains that you can't see or touch that I had to overcome to get to that point. So I know exactly what you mean. Those things are amazing. They're great in your personal, you know, journey, but they aren't the full story. What you need to overcome as a woman in this, especially in our era, I call it the era of firsts, it's really, really difficult. And the reason why I was giving you auntie face earlier when you said that, Yasmin, age is nothing when it comes to our stories. Of course, there's a certain age that things do make a difference later. But at this point, I'm telling you, as someone who's older than you, I won my Olympic gold medal, my Saudi gold medal, Olympic gold medal. And I was the eldest girl, the eldest woman in the group. I was the eldest woman in the group. And that happened a few years ago. I started climbing in my late 20s, which is very, very late. And then I broke all the records now my late 30s. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. What's more important than your age is your determination and your will. You've got time, honey. You've got time. Don't let anyone make you feel like you're inadequate because if you're not in the same age group, I've met a lot of women that are decades younger than me and don't have the same physical fitness or the same mentality. So don't ever let that be a burden or an issue. The one thing I will say, which is an honest interpretation, and not many women will say that, is
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
We do have one clock, biological clock.
Yeah.
That is nature. It's human nature. You can delay it. You can try to freeze your eggs. You can, which is when do you reproduce as a woman? And that's the one thing that I think that you really, there's nothing you can do about it. In hindsight, there are women that couldn't have kids at all. And it doesn't make her any less of a woman that she couldn't have a kid. And then there are women who had kids in their late 40s and early 50s. It's not, you can't carry all that weight as a woman and expect to function. So my advice is to be true to who you are. Follow your passion and what's meant to you will come to you. It's already written. So what's meant, work hard, have dreams, have aspirations, but also accept that this is life and not you don't get everything you want. You'll live a far more happier and more confident and more content person. You can't be so stubborn and wanting everything you want. I'm in this really new phase in my life now where I'm like trying to navigate so many different things. So I just wanted to mention that you've got time. there are so many positive things happening, mashallah, and so many things. I'm very, very hopeful for how Saudi is in terms of sports. I think it's we are at the cusp of an amazing era for Saudi women. We just have our very first athlete to actually qualify for the Olympics, not as a wild card for the first time. Is it jiu-jitsu or is it, I forgot her name. Shame on me. I forgot her name. We're going to try to get her on the podcast, but we just qualified. So it's a great era. So I want to know two things. What do you think is your opinion when it comes to women's sports in Saudi in general? Then I want to know personally for you, Yasmeen, what are you looking forward to in the future? So start by whichever one you want.
I mean, it's amazing. There's never been a time like today for women in sports in Saudi. We're being backed. If we have talent, if we have the desire, the will to become an athlete in a certain sport, that's we are provided the help. There's so much support. I honestly don't know of many other countries that are providing quite the amount of support that the Saudi government is providing to their women and their girls. How we are starting to train them younger, to fuel their dreams. It's a drastic shift and a beautiful, what's most beautiful about this is to see the women themselves and how much heart and soul and sweat and tears they're putting into this. So well deserved, and it's our time to shine.
Absolutely. I mean, I always sometimes feel a little bit, if I can be honest, a little bit jealous of the newer generation, because it's like, you know, they have a lot. But I'm also very proud to be in my generation, because
I would be.
We struggled, we fought, we chipped at that ceiling, we prepared everything for them. So if we are also...
You paved the way.
We paved the way. I would say that we took all of the first bullets, the first shots, so that we shielded them from this. And I'm so proud of being in this era. What about you personally, Yasmeen? What is something you're looking forward to?
I'm just in such an open place. And sports for me and adventure has always been about finding my own boundaries and my own limits and then crossing them and seeing what happens, right? Because sometimes we cross our boundaries and it's not the best idea. You know, you collapse, or you know,
or it's not meant for you, or it's not good for you.
Exactly. Or it's meant to break you, so you can be rebuilt in a more genuine shape and way. But for me, I'm curious to take that self-development and self-growth into other areas of my life, including adventure and sport. I will never stop pushing boundaries from exteriorly, but I'm more interested in seeing how I can reach my limits and how I can connect with others in this way, both outside and inside. So it's very vague because I'm in the process of figuring out. You're very much catching me in like, the sculpture of like the statue building itself. I'm very much in that kind of phase. And you say you relate, and I believe you. I don't feel like this process ever stops.
No, but I know how it feels to be in the process of figuring out. Like, mm-hmm. what's more important is wanting to figure out. It's okay that you don't know, but it's even worse if you don't want to figure out. You're just sitting there living life and, you know, a passenger in your life. So mm-hmm. it's okay that you don't know. And I get confused so much as well. Like, it's so confused so much sometimes. I'm like, what am I doing?
And what's crazy is that I feel like when I wait, when I'm patient, the thing will come to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's either right or wrong, but sometimes we're in a culture that wants us to push all the time. But sometimes waiting for the right, you do your thing. You go and like climb the mountain. Of course, don't wait for someone to give it to you, but sometimes you can wait for the opportunity to come to you. Sometimes it's not always best to overly you know, pursue.
And sometimes you just have to open yourself up to figure out what you want. Sometimes it's just, it doesn't come to you easily. You just have to disconnect a little bit to reconnect and figure out.
Mm-hmm.
What year did you do Iceland? I wanted to ask that.
2023.
So 2023. I finally went to Iceland in 2023 as well. But I was there and I was like, man, this is such a cool place to go and explore. And then I heard your story and I'm like, this is epic. So bravo on you for going against the grain and going literally off the beaten path. Before I let you go, is there any advice you'd like to share for me and for the listeners?
I mean, I would say, you know, theme of this conversation, I would say to not just give up, but not compromise on the dream. I think for a long time, I wasted time compromising, trying to fit the dream into this mold, you know. And big dreams, what we're called for, demand that we show up, demand that we sacrifice. Like, it needs sacrifice and it needs a full 100% commitment. So I would say, show your dream that you're 100% committed and don't compromise.
I love that. I really love that.
Easier said than done, I will warn you.
Oh yes. Most of the time, whenever I leave an episode or after I interview, I like to let the conversation sink in. And most of the time, the advice is so simple, but yet so difficult to implement or to live. So yeah, I love that. In the end, what's more important than, you know, figuring out who you want to be and where you want to go. So it's been such a pleasure, Yasmin. If you ever decide to go and do one of these crazy things, please let me know.
I will.
I swear to God, I was like, that's something I would love to do. As long as I don't have to, did you suffer with the showering situation? Because that I'm never doing again.
No, it was pretty, the campsites in Iceland are frequent. No,
I've been, they're really nice. Well,
yeah, very, very nice. The cold would be, and the wind would be the biggest challenges.
No, but yeah, I could do that. But I remember the longest I've ever gone without a shower was 22 days.
Wow.
And I had double this hair. It was like longer.
Wow.
I remember after finishing that, and I'm like, unless it's like Saudi has asked me to go and do this thing for the honor of Saudi Arabia, or I get really paid really well to do it, or one day my kids want to go. Like, I'm not going for the sake of going. I'm not showering for that long. So unless it's any of these, you know, things, I would say no. If it's any of these things, I'd be like, yes, of course I would go. But I think I'm past that. I think I've paid my dues.
I think I was stinky enough.
But what you did was incredible. I love your spirit. I love your approach. There's so much wisdom. And you're such a young person. And I think there's so much more to come in your story. So I wish you all the best. I wish you smooth hiking with no wind and showering in decent toilets.
Thank you.
And just keep discovering, keep exploring, and continue to be a curious and a very bright soul that clearly shines through. Unfortunately, if you don't watch the video, you won't see, but she has such a lovely soul. So continue, Yasmin, and have the best time in the adventure.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for listening to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harrak, and produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Please do follow us and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And keep listening every Friday morning and Tuesdays for our mini bonus episodes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.